Do you think we can do it, Dee? Do you think over February 17th and 18th we can raise the guts of €40,000 for Focus Ireland?
Yes, this is our second year running to do a Help Our Homeless Radiothon with Focus Ireland here on Radio Nova. Last year we raised just over 30 grand. This year we're looking for 40. It's going to go to such a good cause. You know, the homeless problem isn't going anywhere. It's getting worse and worse and worse. We want to make as much of a difference as we can with your help next month.
And we've got a little help in the form of Hollywood superstar. He's here with us right now. Cillian Murphy, the very low-key and very private bloke. But how come you've decided to come out and play with us here at Nova and Focus Ireland on this, our Help Our Homeless Radiothon?
Yes, in general. But, you know, I've worked with Focus over the years. And I think they're a fantastic charity, and and you know, this is a problem that is very, very visible in our cities around the country, and I think you can't really escape it. You know, you're walking around town and you see it, and so it's something that I thought I'd like to help out with. And it's a great idea, and you know, it's very proactive, and that's the sort of thing that I like to support.
Yeah, because you've been away for 14 years in London. And now you're back. What's that like?
Well, the mad thing is that I've been away working since we moved, so I've only really been back
5 minutes
occasionally, the occasional weekend.
Oh.
But we're very happy, and you know, just being able to have the possibility of seeing my family and friends more often when I do stop working, I'm really looking forward to. And yeah, the kids are very happy, and everyone's very happy.
What brought you home?
I don't know. Just I think you're away long enough. And eventually you start approaching a certain phase in your life, and you go, right, I think you want to be close to the people that are important to you, and you know, you want your kids to have that sense of community and to be able to get to the countryside. I love London. I loved living there. It's a brilliant town, but I feel like I kind of done it, you know.
Oh yeah. And what about music? I didn't realize you were playing in a band before you were acting. Do you still play?
Well, I'm I mess around, you know.
If we were to break out Zappa, I'm the Slime, would you be able to play it on guitar?
Absolutely. Never could. Never could. Less of a possibility now than before. I'm still a fan of Zappa.
What about Bowie?
Yeah, it's terribly sad.
Oh, man. You know, I know it's a couple of weeks later, but we've had, you know, quite a lot of big... I mean, even in the acting world, what about Alan Rickman?
Yeah.
That's also very, very sad, yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? Simon Pegg said something extraordinary about David Bowie, and I thought... You know, and all the eulogies and everything that's been written about him and the obituaries and all that, I thought that Simon Pegg said, if you're feeling sad, remember the Earth is 400 billion years old and you are lucky enough to live at the same time as David Bowie.
Yeah.
I thought that just summed it up.
That's beautiful.
We are lucky.
Isn't it? Yeah. I have a question, Cillian Murphy. As an actor, how do you guys do stuff as fast as you do? For example, for one of your recent films, you lost like 6 kilos for the role.
Oh, Heart of the Sea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How on earth do people in your line of business do what they do as quickly as they do it? I mean, I read something about Christian Bale learning to play drums in 6 weeks.
He was good on the drums. I saw that movie. Yeah, I always say if you've nothing else to do in your life,
yeah, because it's your job, isn't it? You're being paid to learn these things. You're gonna have to do it, aren't you?
You can't get out of it because in 6 weeks' time or whatever it may be, the cameras are going to start rolling, and you're either going to look like a clown or you're going to look like you've got some facility for it.
So is it just day in, day out? You're in there, learn.
Yeah, and well, actors learn a lot of pointless skills very quickly and then
forget about
abandon them very quickly. Yeah, that tends to be the way.
I read HHH during the summer. You're going to be doing that as well, aren't you?
Well, there's two versions of that story.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a film. I'm shot a film called Anthropoid with Jamie Dornan, which is based on the same real life events that HHHH is based on.
Mm.
So there's two films being shot about the same story.
It's a phenomenal phenomenal read.
Yes, great book.
It's a great book, and
but I'd heartily recommend you go and see Anthropoid.
Okay. I hear you.
Of course.
And I'm
first.
All over that. has Ireland been good to you since you've come back? Okay, you mentioned earlier that you haven't been around all that much because you're in and out and you're working this, that and the other. But to the family, you know, have we been okay? Because sometimes we're a bit of a nation of, who does your man think he is? Is there, you've been, you know, treated okay?
I think so. I mean...
You're back.
I read somewhere that, you know, politicians, ugly buildings and whores, if they stick around long enough, you know, people accept them. I feel like for some reason I've fallen into that category. So people, you know, people just let you alone and they're happy enough. Because I've been around long enough now and people kind of know how I go about things. I think so. People are fairly relaxed about it.
Leave you alone.
You scare my wife.
No!
Scarecrow. Scare the bejays out of her.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Red eye.
All right.
Scare the bejays out of her.
No, only because you were so convincing.
Good, I suppose.
No, sorry.
That was the...
Yeah, no, that was the intention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we're delighted that you're involved in our Radiothon, that you're helping out with Focus Ireland. It's going to be a good couple of days on Nova. I've just finished binge-watching Making a Murderer and Peaky Blinders keeps popping up there. Should I give that a go?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I heartily recommend you watch Peaky Blinders, and all your listeners do also, after they contribute to the Radiothon.
Absolutely.
Nicely.
Right.
Well said.
Cillian Murphy, who's just back from 8 weeks non-stop work working on Peaky Blinders in the UK and part of our Radio Nova Help Our Homeless Radiothon. Remember these dates, would you please? The 17th and 18th of February. When you get paid this month, hold on to a few quid if you wouldn't mind for us, and we'll go looking for it in the middle of February, if that's all right.
You can check out homelessradiothon.ie for more information. In the meantime,